This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Jackie Judd. China has a new leader. Hu Jintao officially took over the role of Communist Party chief as the fourth generation of leaders was presented to the country and to the media today in Beijing. Hu leads the nine-member standing committee that includes several allies of the outgoing party chief, Jiang Zemin. NPR's Rob Gifford was in the Great Hall of the People for today's ceremonies. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Jackie.
How did this transition get announced? What did it look like there?
Well, it was really old-style Kremlinology. What happened was the journalists were all sitting in a room waiting, and then out from behind this rather ornate Chinese screen came Hu Jintao, followed by the eight other new members of the Politburo Standing Committee. And what was really most striking was how many allies of Jiang Zemin were in this new group of nine men, the inner sanctum of the Chinese Communist Party. Jiang Zemin, the retiring president, has really stacked the standing committee full of his allies, and I think by doing this he is going to hope to control some of the new policies and not allow Hu Jintao to implement too many of his own policies.
Then what degree of power will this new generation have? Is it fair to call them a new generation of leaders?
Well, they're certainly new faces. Hu Jintao is the only remaining leader from the previous standing committee. But the fact that so many of the people in this group of new leaders are Jiang Zemin's men make many analysts here and many of the journalists here feel that really Hu Jintao's room for maneuver is going to be very limited. It should be said that he might not want a huge amount of room for maneuver, because I think there's a general consensus in the Chinese leadership, including Hu Jintao, that the way ahead is to maintain political stability and carry on with economic development. So I don't think we're going to see huge changes of policy.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Hu, where he came from, what he's done.
Very little is known about him, and that's the amazing thing. You're looking at the new leader of 1.3 billion people. He has worn hardline and reformist caps. He was the party secretary in Tibet in the late 80s. He very harshly put down some anti-Chinese riots in Tibet at that time. But he's also been head of the Chinese Communist Party school here in Beijing, and under his leadership in the last few years, there has been just the stirrings of new types of political thought. He sent people out to Western Europe to start to look at social democratic parties there. So it's clear that he can wear many hats, and I think that's one of the reasons he's floated to the top. But what he's going to do when he gets into power is anybody's guess.
Is it possible to say at this point how this leadership change is being viewed by the Chinese people?
Well, the Chinese media, the state-run media, have been trumpeting how wonderful this transition has been. But I have to say, to be honest, a lot of Chinese people are completely apathetic. They're completely turned off by the whole political process. Inside the Great Hall of the People all this week, you've had this great sort of old Stalinist-style party congress going on. But outside, China is a changing country, and the change is going on in the economic and social spheres. So people, for the first time, are able to ignore politics. And I think people are grasping that opportunity to ignore politics with both hands. Their lives have been turned upside down over the last 50 years by politics. So if they can get by just concentrating on their job and on their lives, then that's what they're going to do, and they're going to ignore it altogether.
Tell us about Jiang Zemin. We know that he will continue to maintain some influence, but what will be his legacy?
Well, I think his legacy will be mixed. Many people have been surprised that he lasted 13 years at the top. People will say that politically he didn't reform, perhaps when he could have. But economically, you just simply cannot deny that China has had a boom over the last decade. And I think when people look back, they will see the Jiang Zemin period as a period of unprecedented economic opportunity in China.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Jackie.